Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Daf is Daf 32, Daf Lamed Bet. Lev. Yeter Lev, Adam, Ramina, Oram. Okay. We left off on Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. We left off towards the bottom of the page. Tanur Rabbanan, maybe the third long line. Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, 31b. Tanur Rabbanan. Mechabdo b'chayav, mechabdo b'moto. You have an obligation to honor your parents both during their lifetime and after their death. B'chayav kesar. How during their lifetime? Let's say people in a certain place, they recognize your parents. Rashi says, they are honoring your father to receive what he would say in such a place. So therefore, if they honor your father in such a way that they listen to his word, don't say, send me for myself, hurry me for myself, exempt me for myself, so let me go for myself. Rather, do everything in the honor of your father. Because they honor your father, they know your father, so you should do everything in the name of your father. How do you honor your father after he dies? You're saying something in your father's name. Don't say, this is what my father said. You should say, this is what my father said. I'm the atonement for his death. I'm an atonement for him. That's only within 12 months. After 12 months, Omer Zichrono Livracha L'Chayei Olam Haba. We say Zichrono Livracha L'Chayei Olam Haba. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braita says, Chacham Mishaneh Shem Avi V'Shem Rabo. Chacham, when he mentions his father or his rabbi, he changes the name, so he doesn't say their name. Turgeman Eino Mishaneh Lo Shem Avi V'Lo Shem Rabo. A translator would not have to change the father or rabbi's name. So when it says Abu Adiman, whose father is the translator? Is it the father of the translator or is it the father of the guy speaking? Understand how it works. There's a guy speaking, there's a translator. So it said you change the name of the guy speaking's father, and the translator changes the name of the father. Whose father? So the Gemara says, Ilema Abu Adiman Turgeman. Maybe it's talking about the father of the translator. Atu Turgeman Lav Bar Kibbutz. Is it possible a translator is not obligated in honoring his parents? Of course he is. And I must be a maravah, Shem Aviv Shel Chacham, Shem Rabbo Shel Chacham. It's the name of the father and the name of the rabbi of the guy speaking, not of the translator. And so therefore, he doesn't have to change the name because it's not his father. He had the more baravashi ki avadarish u'kirka when he was Doresh at Dirasha. Iyu amar Abba Mari, he would say, my father, my master, Abba Mari. And the translator would say, this is what Ravashi said. Meaning the translator didn't need to say, this is what my father, teacher said, because it wasn't his father. But the guy speaking needs to say, Avi Mori. Tan Rabbanan, Ezo Mara, Mora Ezo Kibud, what is fearing your parents and one is honoring your parents? Mora, fearing is Lo Omed Bim Komo, you don't stand in his place. Lo Yoshev Bim Komo, you don't sit in his seat. Lo Sater Zvarav, you don't contradict your parents. Lo Machrio, and if they are discussing halakha or something with another person and they're wrong, still you don't speak up. You don't say, I think the other guy is right. Kibud, how do you honor your parents? Machil u'mashkeh, feeding, drinking, malvish u'mechaseh, clothing, and covering them. Machnis u'motzi, you bring them in, take them out. Ibailu, the Gemara asks, Mishel mi, who is it dependent on? Meaning, when it comes to the payment, who is the? We know the son has to honor the parent, but from whose money? If the father asks him to do something, does he do it with his credit card or with his father's credit card? So the Gemara says, "Rav Yehuda Amar Mishel Ben, Rav Natan Bar Roshai Amar Mishel Av." Machloket. Halacha is from the father. Halacha is from the father. Meaning, you have the honor to honor your parents, but not out of your expense. You can do it from his expense. Orulei Rabbanan Rav Yirmiyah. They taught Rav Yirmiyah. They ruled to him. The Amrila the Grey Rav Yirmiyah. Some say to the son of Rav Yirmiyah, "Kiman Damar Mishel Av." According to the opinion that says, from the father. Meiti Beit Gemara says, we have a contradiction. Ne'emar kabed avicha bet yimecha, and it says to honor your parents. Ne'emar kabed adonai me'onecha, and it says to honor Hashem with your money. Ma la'alam mechaz ramkis, afkan mechaz ramkis, just like with Hashem, it's your money. So to your parents should be your money. So the Gemara says, vi'amar nishalav, if you say it's from the father, ma'in nafka le'minei, what difference does it make to him? It's not coming from his money. So the Gemara says, le'bitul melacha, no. But the time that he has to honor his parents is causing him not to be able to go to work during that time. And so therefore, he's losing out on that time, that money's worth, that he could have earned during work. So the Gemara says, Tashema, Shnei Achim, Shnei Shutafin. You have two brothers, two partners, Abu Bno, Rabbi Tamido, father and son, rabbi and student. Odin Zelazem Maaser Sheni, they can redeem for one another their Maaser Sheni without paying the extra chomesh. Umachirin Zelazem Maaser Ani, and you can feed each other's Maaser Ani. Meaning, if one of them is poor, the father or son, you can feed the other one his Maaser Ani. Ve'i Amar Mishel Ben, and if you say it comes from the son, Nimsa Ze Poreh Chovo Mishel Aniim. If you say it comes from the money of the son, not from the money of the father, what is he doing? He's paying the money that should really go to the poor people, he's using that for his father. So the Gemara says, Lotzricha lahadafa. It's talking about the greater part of that, meaning not the parts that he needs, rather the parts more than he needs. Right? Rashi says, Alav mutal la'achilo la'shkoton mida benonit, v'im aviv tzarech l'seuda yetera yachlenu maser ani. You feed him with your regular money, but if he needs a little bit more than that, you use your maser ani for, let's say he wants a big meal, you can give him a steak with your maser ani. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, Hainu de Katani Allah, that which we taught on this, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Tavo me'era lemishu ma'akil et aviv ma'aser ani. A person should be cursed if he feeds his father with his ma'aser ani, right? In the third and sixth year, you have mitzvah, ma'aser ani, to give 10% to the ani. A person would be cursed if he uses that money for his father. So how do you explain it? Ve'ilah hadafa, if it's talking about the extra, the parts above what the father needs, my nafkamina, what's the difference? There is still a curse. He's using Maaser Ani to help the father. But still, over here, it's still a disgrace. It's still a cheap thing to do to use Maaser Ani to feed one father. So therefore, you shouldn't use the actual Maaser Ani to feed your father's needs. Rather, unless he wants like something extra, then you can use that if you don't have anything else. But if you have, then you should use your regular money. Tashema, the Gemara says, Shalut Rabbi Eliezer, Aleichem Kibbul Avayim. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, how far does one have to go for Kibbul Avayim? And what did he answer? So he said to them, Amar Lahem, because they say, he told Arnaki Layam, Arnaki Bezakenu Layam Bifanav Einu Achlimo. And let's say your parent comes, takes your wallet, and throws it in the ocean in front of you. And you don't respond, you don't embarrass them. This is honoring your parents. Vi Amar Nishalav, oh, but if you say that honoring your parents comes from the father's pocket, why does it make a difference to you? You go take him to the Beit Din and you say, you owe me money. Why does he care? Meaning, what makes a difference here? So the Gemara says, Bera'uy Yorsho, because you can inherit him. Since you can inherit him, and he's wasting money, you're not going to be able to inherit that money. So the Gemara says, V'chiha de Rabbah bar Avuna, there was a case of Rabbah, de Avuna karash shira'e ba'anpei b'Rabbah b'rei. Rav Huna, his father, came and ripped some silk clothing in front of him. He wanted to see it. You're going to get angry or not? He says, your inheritance. Let me see what happens to you. Amar ezil chesei ratach yidor ratach. I want to see if you're going to get angry or not. Hold on a second. Are you allowed to cause someone to get angry? V'dilma ratach, the Gemara says, v'kavar lipnei iver lo tizen michshol. Maybe the guy's going to get angry, the son's going to get angry, and you're going to violate the commandment of placing a stumbling block in front of someone. You're not allowed to cause someone to sin. You're not allowed to cause someone to get angry. How can you do that? So the Gemara says, dimachila leikare. Oh, because he forgoes on his honor. The son forgoed on his honor. So he doesn't care. He's not going to get angry. Meaning it's very unlikely. So the Gemara says, V'aka avar mishum bat dashkit. Hold on, there's another prohibition. You're destroying something. You're not allowed to destroy something. This is a very important mitzvah. You're not allowed to take something and just destroy it for no reason. I can't go, you know, this happens a lot of times with the Persian mothers when they make a lot of food for the chagim. A lot of times they make food for 100 people and there's only 8 people at dinner. Right? What happens to most of the food? Ends up going to waste and it doesn't get eaten during the week. It's thrown into the garbage. You're not allowed to do that. You can't, again, just to make a reasonable amount of food so you can have enough. Okay, you want to make a little bit extra, but not to make enough for 50 people when there's 10 people at the table. That's also about tashchid. Rabbi Benhaim always tells us this. So you have to be careful to know to make proper amounts of food so you don't waste food. Now, obviously, it's given that if you give the food to other people afterwards, or you give it to the housekeeper, maid, or children for leftovers, stuff like that, it's fine. But it's given that if you throw it into the garbage and you're wasting food, that's not okay. So same thing over here. Why is it okay to rip clothing for no reason? So the Gemara says, Da'avad le befum yane. No, he did it on the seam. On the part that it's not losing out on the clothing, you can still put it together and you can still wear it after. You can still sew it together, let's say. As the Gemara says, V'dilma mishum hachil or ratach. If it's on the seam, nobody cares. It's not an important part of the clothing. Why would the son get angry? He's not going to get angry. The Gemara says, Da'avad le bishat ritche. He was already angry and the father came and did this in front of him while he was angry about something else. So now the test is, are you going to get angry about this too? or you're going to honor your parents and say, you know what, you can do whatever you want, you're my father, and I'm not going to speak up. That's the test. Mani le Rav Yechezkel Rami Berei. He taught to his son Rami. Hanisarfim and Niskalin. He said, if let's say there's different death penalties for different punishments, for different sins if a person does. So let's go through the order. The way we have the order, we're going to see a machloket right now, but we know the order of punishment, of gravest to least grave, there's five levels. Sekila, Serefa, Hereg, Vechenek, and Karet. Sekila is the most stringent, is stoning. Serefa is burning, lead. Serefa, Hereg, is beheading. And Chenek is strangulation. And then the last one, the lowest of the five, is Karet, is being cut off, your soul being cut off. So, from the Shamayim, right. So he says here, if let's say someone who's Nisrafin, who's supposed to get burning down his throat, he gets mixed up with the people who are supposed to get Sekila. So what do? They got mixed up together. We don't know who's who. We don't know what's what. So the Gemara says, Rishuma Nomer, Yidonu Biskila. Give all of them stoning. Why? Sha'asrefa Chamura. He says burning with lead is stricter. That's what he thinks. So give the more lenient approach. We always give the more lenient one. We never give somebody something stricter than he could have gotten. Someone who's supposed to get serefa, it's stricter. But somebody else is supposed to get sekila. If you give that one who's supposed to get sekila serefa, you did the wrong thing. So Amar there of Yehuda Berei, Abba, lo titneachi. He said, Father, don't teach that. That's not right. My iria serefa chamura. Why do you say that the burning of the lead is stricter than stoning? Why don't you say the majority of the people in that group, you said one guy got mixed up with a bunch of people who were supposed to get stoned. The one guy was supposed to get lead. So why don't you just say the majority is stoned? We go based on the majority. You give them stoning. So the Gemara says, Ela hachi itnaya. You should teach the following. Haniskalim benisrafim. If a few people got mixed up, who were supposed to get stoning, got mixed up with the majority of people who were supposed to get lead, burning down their throat. So Amar Leh, he said back to his son, Iachi, Ma'ema Seifa, go to the last latter part of the Braita. The Chachamim Amrim, Yidonu Misrifa. The Chachamim say you should get burning, lead. Shaskila Chamura, because they hold the way we hold Halakha, is that stoning is stricter. So the Gemara says, Ma Iriya de Skila Chamura. Why, if that, you go based on the Seifa, why does he say that Skila is more strict? Stoning is more strict. Tipoklei de Rubani Serfim Ninu. Why don't you just say the majority of people over here are supposed to get lead down their throat? So therefore, if you get mixed up, give everyone lead down their throat, because it's more, it's majority, that's a majority of people. But it didn't say that. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh, Hatam Rabbanan Hu Dika Amru Leh Rabbi Shimon. They were responding to Rabbi Shimon. Dika Amar Tzrefa Chamura. Rabbi Shimon, you said that burning down the throat is stricter. No, Skila Chamura. No, we're responding to that and saying, no, stoning is stricter. So therefore, if they get mixed up, you should give everyone Tzrefa. Amar Leh Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinina. He said, you wise one, you smart person, you're trying to, you know, like a smart aleck. Lo tema le ala avu chachi. Don't speak to your father like that. That's not how you talk to your dad. The Tanya is the right that says, Harisha, ya aviv over al divrei Torah. Your father was violating the words of Torah. Al yomar lo abba avart al divrei Torah. Don't say, Dad, you're violating the Torah. Don't speak like that. Ela omer lo abba kach katu b'Torah. Say, Dad, this is what it writes in the Torah. Hold on. Kach katu b'Torah. That this is what's written in the Torah. Sauri kamitzarele. You're just causing him suffering. You're bothering him. So you can't talk like that to your dad either. How can you speak like that? So Ela, it must be Omer lo Abba mikra katu b'Torah kach. Rather, the way you should deal with it is you should ask your father, Dad, is this what is written in the Torah? Is this okay? What you know? Is this what's written in the Torah? What you're doing, in a nice respectful way. But you ask it as a question to him. You don't tell him he's doing wrong. So the Gemara says, Elazar ben Matia Omer, Abba Omer Ashkeni Maim. If the father says, bring me water, umitzvah la'asot, and you have a mitzvah to do, Rashi says the mitzvah to do is a mitzvah like burying a dead person that nobody else can do. So, maniach ani kvod abba v'oseh da mitzvah. You leave your father's honor and you go and do that mitzvah because nobody else can do that mitzvah. The dead person has to be dealt with. If nobody's going to bury them, chas v'shalom, they won't get buried. Maniach ani kodav v'oseh da mitzvah. Sha'ani ve'aba chayvim mitzvah. Because you and your father are both obligated in the mitzvah. The Gemara says, Isi ben Yehuda omer, im efshar l'mitzvah la'asod al-yedei acharim, if the mitzvah can be done by others, te'aseh al-yedei acharim, let others do it, ve'elechu b'chod aviv, and you go and honor your father. Amar Rabbana halakha ki Isi ben Yehuda. Halakha is like Isi, that if there's a mitzvah and honoring your parents, you should try to find somebody else who can do the mitzvah, and you go and honor your parents. Because honoring your parents is the greatest.
Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shila, Amar Rav Manna, Amar Rav Chista. Ha'av shemachal ha'kavado, kavado machol. If a father forgoes on their honor, right? We saw it, we have a mitzvah, we have a mitzvah to honor your parents, to fear your parents. If a father forgoes on the honor, kavado machol, he's allowed to do that. The honor is foregone. Therefore, if he tells you, don't stand for me, I don't want you to stand, you don't have to stand. If he tells you, I don't want you to do this honor for me, you don't have to do it. He's foregoing. If a rabbi is foregoing on his honor, it's not foregone. So when it says, he says, no, even if a rabbi foregoes on his honor, the honor is foregone. Hashem would walk in front of them, day in and day out, as a cloud, leading them. Hashem was willing to step in front of them and honor them and do that, to forego on his honor. How much more so a rabbi? Amar Rava, Hachi Ashta, is that even similar? Over there, the world belongs to Hashem, and the Torah is His. So, since the Torah is His, He can forego on the honor because the Torah belongs to Him Himself. Whereas Hacha over here, Torah Dilehu, is the Torah belong to a rabbi? The Torah belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you say the Torah belongs to a rabbi? So the Gemara says, Hadar Amar Rava in Torah Dilehu. Yes, the Torah belongs to the rabbis. His Torah, he should delve in day and night. Meaning, if somebody's delving in Torah day and night, the Torah belongs to him. So it does belong to the rabbis. So the Gemara says, Ini, is that so? V'har Rava, mashki behilula debre. He was pouring wine to people at his son's wedding. V'dale kasa l'Rav Papa l'Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua. V'kamim v'kamim, he poured cups of wine to Rav Papa and Rav Huna at the wedding, and they stood from him. The Rav Mari, or the Rav Pinchas Bered, the Rav Chista, he poured it for Rav Mari and Rav Pinchas. V'lo kamim v'kamim, they didn't stand in front of him when he poured for them, when he was offering them. What happened? Ikpid, he got upset with them. He said, why don't you stand? V'amar hanu Rabbanan, Rabbanan, v'hanu Rabbanan, lav Rabbanan. These two rabbis that stood for me, they're rabbis. The other ones aren't? Why are they standing? V'tu, Rav Papa Abba Mashke, Behilula, the Abba Marbere, he was pouring wine for people at his son's wedding. V'dalele kaseh Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda, v'lo kamim kamim, he offered a cup for Rav Yitzchak, and he didn't stand for him. V'ikpid, and he got angry at him, he got upset. So what do you see? You can't, even if you forego the honor, there's still an expectation for you to stand for the rabbi. So the Gemara says, afilu achi, hidur me'avad le'ba'u. Still, even though, let's say for example, you forego his honor, and you may not be obligated to fully stand, you should still do a hidur. What's a hidur? Exactly. Mina'anea. Right? Even if the person foregoes on the honor, you still do a hidur. And this is halakha le'maaseh. Even if a father foregoes on the honor, father says, I don't want you to stand for me, you still have obligation to do a hidur. You still have obligation. Why? Because the other people in the room don't know that he foregoed on his honor. So if they see his father, your father walks in and you don't stand for your father, they're going to think, oh, look at this guy, he doesn't stand for his father, he doesn't honor his father. If your father doesn't forego, you have to stand me'lo komato, you have to completely stand. But if your father foregoes, you do a hidur, you give him a little honor, even though he doesn't want it, still. That's halakha. Amar Avashi. Afilu leman da'amar Rav shemachal kevodo, kevodo machul. Even according to the one who says that a rabbi who foregoes on his honor, it's forgone. Nasi shemachal kevodo, ain't kevodo machul. If a nasi who foregoes on his honor, it's not forgone. When it says, meiti, we have a contradiction. Ma'aseh v'rabi Eliezer v'rabi Yishuv v'rabi Tzadok. They were all celebrating in a celebration, in a wedding or a party. Binosha Rabban Gamliel, of the son of Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel was standing and was pouring for them wine. Natan Kosel Rabbi Eliezer gave a cup to Rabbi Eliezer. He didn't take it. He's like, I can't take it from you. So Nitanol Rabbi Yeshua, he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua. We keep below, and he took it from him. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Masi Yehoshua, Yehoshua, what are you doing? We're sitting here and Rabban Gamliel is pouring for us? How can we allow that? Amar lei, matzino gadol mimenu shishimesh. He says, I've seen people greater than him that have served. Who? Avraham gadol hador haya. Avraham was a gadol hador, Avraham Avinu. V'katubo v'hu omed aleim. And it says when the angels came to visit him, he would serve them. Same thing. Gemara says, v'shema tomru kemalchei hashar nidmulo. Hold on. Maybe you might think, they were angels. They looked like angels. That's why he served them. But a regular person, you don't serve. You don't take from him. And where it says, "Lo nidmuno el arvim." No, they looked like Arabs. The angels looked like Arabs, and he still served them. So how much more so us? Va'anan lo yeh Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Omed Moshkaleinu. We can't have Rabban Gamliel, son of Rabbi, serve us? Gadol, Rabban Gamliel was a gadol. He can't serve us? Amar lehem Rabbi Tzadok, ad matay atem manichim kvodo shel makom atem oskim kvod abriot. You guys, why don't you forget about yourselves? You guys are continuously always thinking about yourselves. Think about Hashem for a second. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashiv ruchot. Hashem blows the winds. Umaaleh nesiim. He raises clouds. Umorid matar. He brings rain. Umatzmiach adama. He plants the ground. Ve'orech shulchan lifnei kol echad ve'echad. He places tables in front of every person. Ve'anan lo yeh Rabban Gamliel ve'Rebbe omenu mashgialeinu. We can't have Rabban Gamliel pour for us. Hashem Himself is foregoing. Ela I itmar achi itmar. This is what I meant to say. Meaning the Nasi is able to forego also. Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi. So it must be Hamaravashi. Afilu demand amar Nasi shemachal kevado kevado machul. Even according to the one who says that Nasi, Rabban Gamliel, who forgoes on his honor, it's forgone. But still, Melech shemachal kevado ain kevado machul. If a king forgoes on his honor, the honor is not forgone. A king is not allowed to forego on his honor. Why not? The pasuk says, "Shneimar som tasim alecha melech." You should place for yourself a king. Shete'em ato alecha. The fear has to be upon you. Meaning, he's not allowed to forego on that honor. He has to keep his honor intact because it's the honor of it's the honor of the Torah. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started in Amud Bet by talking about that you have to honor your parents both during their lifetime and after their death. Part number two of the daf was the discussion of if the money, when you honor your parents, has to come from you or from your parent. Machloket, we said halakha, from the father. Part number three of the daf was the cases of sekila, serefa, all the mixtures, if people got mixed in, we give always the more lenient one, so as not to give someone a stricter punishment than they should have received. And we said the order is sekila, serefa, herek, chenek, karet. Sekila is the strictest. And the last part of the daf, which is the amud bet, was the story of the nasi and who can be mochel al kevodo, right? Is anyone able to forego on their honor? So yes, a father is, a rabbi is. Even a nasi, we said, is allowed to forego on the honor, but a king is not allowed. A king is not allowed to forego on the honor. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen v'amen.